Hi, is Estaz in?
It's not here right now.
Do you know when he'll be in?
He going test drive right now.
Okay. Do you know what time he'll be back in at work?
I don't know. Hold on. From who this?
This is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Hold on.
Sure.
He's coming back. Oh, he's coming. Okay. Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, Estaza?
Yeah.
How you doing? It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, man. I was just following up with you. I know you were supposed to send an application there to me. I wanted to see if you were able to send that in anytime soon.
Not yet. I'm actually, we're working on one application right now to another company.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, the only thing that I can't get yet is the tax return. I do have the tax return for 2014, because 2015 is not finished yet.
Okay. Who are you working with right now?
I think this is called... I think it's called something kind of like Preferred Financial or something like that.
Okay, so I want
Premier
you to...
Financial or something like that.
Just keep in mind, you know, a lot of these companies out there, they may be shopping you around. So, you know, I just kind of want to give you the heads up. We wanted to work with you directly. We are a bank. We do work with a couple other people, but we don't shop you around to like 50 other lenders there.
They're the same thing, because I have specifically asked them if it's going to be run through different financial institutions, and they said no, it's their own company, their own financing.
Okay.
And they have their own underwriter, I guess. And,
cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to what you guys do.
Okay.
And you know, we're just trying to see what they can give us, and then if we don't like that one, then you know, we'll move forward to you, because we don't like to have multiple applications out there, just in fact because of the credit issue.
Sure.
We don't want to bring it down because of multiple.
Yeah, multiple hits on it. Yeah, I totally understand. How much were you looking for exactly again?
We're probably looking for like around 40 to 50,000.
Okay. And do you guys
and,
have a? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you guys have a loan out right now?
We do have a loan, but it's for our equipment. It was when we purchased the equipment, they did financing on it.
Okay, do have equipment. And what do you need the money for, the 40 to 50?
Basically, we have a closed credit card now, because we closed it, that we wanted to go ahead and pay that off because of the interest rate.
Okay.
But what that's why you know, we're calling and see what type of interest rate everyone's offering. If it's about the same or more than what their credit card is, there's no point.
Yeah, what is the interest rate on the credit card?
It's like 21-22%, something like that. It's a typical credit card.
Okay, 21-22%. So, let me ask you this. Can you guys use money in any other way to grow the business, or is it literally only for paying off the credit card?
No, we're trying to pay off that credit card, and also we wanted to have a fluid capital, so that way if we do need something, it's right there. But if not, that's why. Do you guys offer a line of credit or no?
We do offer a line of credit. A lot of times, though, it's for our existing customers. We don't offer it just to people who are applying for it. Usually, you have to be with us, and then we have to understand or know that you're going to make the payments, and then we do extend a line of credit out.
Gotcha.
To some of our customers. But within that working capital, the 40 to 50, these loans are primarily based on sales. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, because they did look at our bank statements and see, you know, what type of deposit, what type of sales we're doing.
Yeah.
And we also sent out the other people. We sent out our tax information, and also, you know, we do mostly about 95% of our transaction on credit card. And just now they called me. They said they needed the credit card statement. It was kind of hard for me to get.
Yeah. Do you guys? We do have. Have you heard of that MCA loan, the credit card loan? Do you know how that works?
No.
Okay. So it's actually a pretty cool program. What we're able to do for people who have a lot of customers or a lot of transactions. How many transactions do you guys have monthly? Is it quite a few or?
Yeah, about an average, I could say, of like moderately 60 transactions.
Okay.
60 to 70 transactions on average.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So what we're able to do is we can loan you money, and instead of paying like a fixed amount back, we can take anywhere between 7 to 12% of your daily credit card volume, and it just comes right out automatically.
Okay, and then what is the limit of, is there a term, or is this like
it's a
term when you do that per transaction, or is that a cap or an amount, or what?
Yeah, it's a term loan, so you'll have, it's more of a shorter term. Usually first-time customers who get that loan take it out anywhere between 12 to 24 months.
Okay.
So, I mean, but for 40 to 50K, I can shoot for the 24-month program, but a lot of my customers who have the credit cards and take them out, they prefer that because if they have a bad day, then it only, you know, it only takes a percentage of that day. They have a great day, they pay more, but, you know, it's still a set percentage.
Okay. If it, like, when the set percentage, my question to you is for that type of loan is that, would that be a, is that a number cap on it, like the a dollar amount cap that once, or is it 24 months, if it exceeds a payment, the amount of money that we borrowed, I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Sure, sure. So basically, if we approved you for $50,000, we would give you the $50,000 just up front, and you can do whatever you want with it. If you wanted to pay off your credit card, use it for capital, whatever. The $50,000 will have a set payback on that. So let's say you borrowed $50,000 and you had to pay back $60,000, whatever. I'm just throwing numbers out there. Right? That $60,000 is fixed. So whenever you make a payment, you're not going to pay interest. Because a lot of times with the credit card, you just pay a payment and it just pays for the interest. So you never get anywhere. Right? Mm-hmm. Ours is a fixed payment. You pay that payment and then you're able to, it goes towards principal and interest.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And then also, I guess if within that 24 term, if it doesn't reach the amount, the fixed amount, which is, let's say the $60,000, what would happen then?
So there's no penalty. We know that, you know, it could either be, there's a chance you could pay it off earlier or longer. Mm-hmm. It could take longer because it's obviously based on your sales. So if you go through a month where it's just slow and, you know, there's no penalty if it takes a little bit longer than 24 months because they know that we give you, with those type of loans, we give you like an estimated time of when it might be paid off.
Gotcha.
You know, we kind of look at your last 4 months of your merchant statements and kind of calculate, okay, with the amount of sales he's doing, he'll probably have it paid off in a year and a half, 2 years, if he does this percent Monday through Friday. Okay.
For something like that, what is the minimum percentage that you're charging out of, let's say, the $50,000 that we're going to borrow?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a minimum and a maximum amount of percentage that you're going
to... So the rate...
The
rate actually depends on different factors, like how long you've been in business for, what your credit score is like. You're 100% owner, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it really depends on your credit score, your business credit. There's a lot of different factors that kind of come into play to determine the rate. Obviously, because the riskier you are as a customer, then the higher the rate's going to be.
The higher the rate is. Okay.
That's what it comes down to.
Do you know what it is?
Is
that a cap at all?
Yeah, well, no. It can go from decent to suicidal, you know? Like, it's...
Gotcha.
it can be... It just ranges. It really changes every time someone applies. I can see a great, decent rate all the way to, damn, that's insane.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just crazy. But the best thing I can say is, if you do want to try, I can try to get you on a great program like that because, you know, we don't want to over-leverage you. And then I'm sure you talk to other companies, but we are a customer related bank, and we do want to build a relationship. So the first loan you take out with us might be a little bit higher than most, but the second and third, once we know that you can make the payments and you're a good customer, we extend these other offers to you, like the line of credit, better rates, better programs, because you're a returning customer and we want to keep you.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I think you sent me one already, right? An application for
it? I did. I'll send you another email just to kind of recap our convo, and then we'll take it from there. And if you don't like what they gave you, or you just want to see what I can offer you, mm-hmm. Give me a chance. I'd be more than happy to work
something
out.
And then what's the paperwork type that you need from us? The credit card statements?
Yeah, I'd need the credit card statements, some bank statements.
For how long?
4 months of credit card statements.
4 months, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Send that to me again, and then, like I said, I don't know what they're trying to offer us. Once we do that, then we'll go ahead and, maybe we'll submit it at the same time, see what you guys can do and what they can do.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's important to look around to see what's out there,
yeah.
And then make the best decision for your business. That's what it comes down to. So, and keep in mind with our loans, too, I don't know if theirs is the same. Ours go on your business. They don't go on your personal credit. So if you take out a $50,000 loan with us, it's going on the actual business itself. So if you try to apply for a house or another loan,
that won't show up.
It won't show up. So it's going to be only on the business. And coming up towards the end of the year, you might want to let your CPA know you're taking out a loan so you can use it to write it off.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. I'll send you the email, Estaza, and if you have any other questions, man, respond to the email or just give me a holler. I'll put my contact info on there.
All right, definitely. Thank you so much, man.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye.